You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the Volvo EX30 will come to the USA this year. The Cybertruck leasing begins and Rivian's R2 will get an LG battery. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Tesla's Giga Mexico appears to have been killed off. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Sunday, 10th of November. I'm Martin Lee and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Great news then for for Volvo EX30 customers, Volvo announcing that their smaller electric SUV will be available in the US by the end of this year. Because of strong demand, the company is going to fast-track deliveries, enabling pre-order customers to get their vehicles sooner than anticipated. The Volvo EX30, their smallest and most affordable electric vehicle, will fulfill their pre-orders this year, starting with the twin-motor performance model. That's 44,900. With the Plus and the Ultra upgrade options. Single motor version at 34,950 comes next year. Now, the EX30 twin motor performance is 422 horsepower. It's Volvo's quickest model, 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. Single motor version does 275 miles. The twin motor performance, 253 miles of range. Then you'll get an 80% charge, 10 to 80, in just over 25 minutes at 153 kilowatts. Of course, the software in the EX30 has been a big talking point this year. They launched it. Really, it wasn't very ready, to be honest with you. But software updates have come thick and fast to this vehicle. And I think most owners now would agree that there might be some features that they would like or would wish for, but largely the vehicle is, let's say, fit for purpose now. So the US buyers won't go through that pain that we went through here in the UK of, you know, glitching and the screens turning off. And of course, that's the only dials that you've got. You don't know how much range you've got, how fast you were going when the screen would just turn off mid-drive and stuff like that. And, you know, reboot and come back and what have you. So they've sold over 100,000 of the EX30. Incredibly popular vehicle. I'm seeing them more and more over here. And so for my US listeners, if you have got a pre-order in on one of those, enjoy. You're getting it sooner than you thought. Well, of course, it comes from Europe now, Ghent in Belgium, because you can't make it in China because you've added 100% tariffs to those vehicles. So it's not a Chinese vehicle by any stretch of the imagination, but it was assembled there. But still, they're going to assemble it in Europe and then ship it to the US. Then you get it for the price that you want. Right, let's talk about Tesla's Cybertruck. Told you recently about they're going to have to start pulling some levers because they've gone through 2 million pre-orders. About 35,000 people took them up on the offer in the end, and now you can get a Cybertruck immediately. And so my prediction was that we'd see price cuts. You know, $80,000 is a lot of money, that we'd see them finally fill out the paperwork for the federal tax credit, maybe, before it gets, destroyed. But no, actually, it's leasing was the lever that they pulled, because just everybody that wanted a Cybertruck has now got one. You can't stop at 35,000 Cybertrucks being delivered, because this is meant to be a big selling vehicle for Tesla. And so they've launched leasing plans for the Cybertruck, but you better get your wallet at the ready. You obviously can get the dual motor and tri-motor Cyberbeast versions. A lease term of 24 or 36 months, down payment $7,500, and the standard mileage limit is 10,000 miles, but you can get 12 and 15,000 mile options as well. If you go for the maximum time, so 36 months on the dual motor, the monthly payments start from, and if you go for the minimum mileage as well, $1,068. Oof. You can get 15,000 miles a year if you want for $1,338 per month. Wow. Tesla doesn't provide a buyout option at the end of the lease. The vehicle must be returned. For those looking to buy outright, you should, you know, probably just, go get some finance separately. It would be cheaper than $1,300 a month. $81,895 for the dual motor. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Tesla announced plans for the Gigafactory in Nuevo León in early 2023. Initial optimism around construction starting in 2024 to mirror how incredible the Tesla Giga Shanghai progress was. You know, can Mexico do it as quick as the Chinese? The answer is no. Elon Musk, the CEO of the company, paused discussions about the factory with concerns about potential tariffs in the US changing. As a result, Mexico is seeking urgent clarity from Tesla. Now, earlier this year, I said, look, Giga Mexico is never going to happen because Tesla has an enormous overcapacity problem, which is not a problem that any car maker wants, because they could make a lot more vehicles. In simple terms, they have spent a lot of money to have capacity to make lots of vehicles, and they're not using that capacity, which drains the finance of a car company. If you have an excess of production capacity to the extent that which they've got, And so I said earlier this year, I don't think Giga Mexico will ever happen. They don't need it. Firstly, even before the recent election in the US, there was talk of 100% tariffs on Mexican-made goods if America voted the way that it did. And America did vote for that. And so, and then towards the deadline of the election, that was ramped up to 200% tariff on everything made in Mexico, which, of course, would include anything OEM-wise, motor-wise, that Tesla would make, and the other car companies as well. And that would be to keep out the Chinese companies from building their vehicles in Mexico and just shipping them within North America. And so when I said that, I think it's fair to say, an amount of criticism from Tesla fans to say, you don't know what you're talking about. Elon Musk has said there'll be a Mexico factory in 2024, therefore there will be one. Well, it looks like that won't happen. The factory was going to be operational in early 2025, but those plans are clearly on hold because no work has been done on it. The threat of high tariffs on vehicles imported from Mexico has seemed to be the undoing of Giga Mexico. The economy minister, Marcelo Ebrard, has expressed a wish to meet with somebody from Tesla, such as the CEO, to understand the company. He views the factory as vital for Mexico's automotive industry and wants to know why no work is being done on it. Mexico itself and the authorities have recently halted all work on all of the infrastructure, which they've been doing their end of the bargain, if you like, the roads, the infrastructure. The work, they'd done their bit and their work had begun, but Tesla hadn't touched it. Tesla's factories typically create tens of thousands of jobs, indicating Giga Mexico would offer significant employment opportunities. But I stand by what I said earlier this year, and I wasn't saying it to be mean or to upset Tesla fans. I've got no skin in the game. I don't have Tesla stock. I don't hold any car makers' regards, higher or lower. But just the way I see it is that Tesla don't need the extra capacity. So why would they build a factory that could sit empty? I mean, I don't know, but that's my logic. If you disagree, I'd love to hear your views on that. If you think that I'm wrong, I'm not sure Giga Mexico will ever happen until Tesla starts selling more vehicles. Maybe they'll have a need to make 2 million cyber robo taxi cabs a year, in which case they'd need another factory, and that maybe that would be a good place to have it if at the heart of the new American government system that the CEO can argue for waiving any tariffs that are put on Mexican made goods. We'll have to wait and see. Now let's talk about Land Rover. Jaguar Land Rover plans to launch their first electric SUV. So this is the Land Rover brand specifically, and this is the Range Rover Velar is going to 2026 to replace the Range Rover Velar. The electric version will be coming on the EMA platform. Before then, Land Rover will introduce the Range Rover Electric. I thought it was going to be unveiled this year. That could be an unveil in 2025, but either way, yes, it will arrive in 2025. Followed by the Range Rover Sport Electric on the existing MLA platform. The EMA platform will also accommodate electric versions of the Land Rover Discovery Sport and the Range Rover Evoque. And I think a smaller Defender Sport, if you like, and a second generation Velar as well, currently in testing. Production will happen here in the UK at the Halewood facility. That's Merseyside, where they're putting £500 million investment into getting that ready for electric vehicle production. That's super exciting. Let's go to China, where Volkswagen, they have a joint venture called Volkswagen Anhui. The joint venture, which is controlled by VW, is shifting away from the MEB platform, which underpins all of the VW cars. And they're going to start to use a platform developed by XPeng. Now, of course, VW did a deal with XPeng in China to try and recover from some of the lackluster sales they've had from some of their vehicles in the Chinese market, as VW, all of the German, the Western car makers really were caught. I'm sure their focus groups and data would have pointed this out. I've talked for years on this podcast, and I know nothing compared to what the data and the insight they would have about what particularly younger Chinese car buyers want from their vehicles, connected services that line up with their digital life in China, the other voice assistants they've got and things like that, and how many people in China view some of the Western brands as the kind of brands that your parents would have bought. And so, I've been talking about this for certainly pre-lockdown times, and they still continue to try and find a path, navigate a way through China, which itself has had economic problems as well, and you know, reasons not to buy more expensive vehicles, and you know, the car makers trying to compete with the local names there as well. So, you know, very interesting that they'd ditch their own platform and go with the XPeng one. And finally, before we take a break, Vauxhall/Opel, but it's a UK story, so it's Vauxhall, has updated the Mokka Electric with some new looks and that, some new technology inside, and a lower price, but the range is better. It's £4,600 lower. It's got a standard 54 kilowatt hour battery pack, 230 miles, starts at £33,000. Which is still a lot of money, but that 54 kilowatt hour battery is bigger than the old 50 kilowatt hour battery. But yeah, starting at 33 grand, I'm guessing, like most cars, the Mokka Electric is going to come down to the monthly price on that either PCP or it's a business, going to be a high purchase or something like that. I'm not sure many people are walking into a Vauxhall dealership with 33 grand in readies in their pocket, but still. So it'll work out the monthly price, but that's a very, I think it's competitive in terms of the EV space, because there are some more £25,000 cars coming, and so we'll see how it compares to those. It's, you know, still higher, of course, than the combustion version of the Mokka, which starts at £25,000. But still, we're looking forward to the Vauxhall Frontera as well. It'll be a bigger vehicle. They have said that the Frontera will have price parity. So when you walk into a Vauxhall dealership to buy the Frontera, the price you see listed for the combustion or the EV will be exactly the same. Interesting. Right? With the recent launches of the Frontera, the Grandland EV, Vauxhall now offers electric options across the entire range, like its sister brand, Peugeot. Recent sales data from the UK indicating that manufacturers with a wide variety of battery electric vehicles are gaining the market share over the others. We've seen that in America, actually. If I can draw a line between the UK and the US across the Atlantic, that's exactly what the success GM has done. GM's overtaken Ford recently in the EV wars, and they've done that with just a bunch of models. And we're seeing that in the UK as well. The car companies that have got a lot of models for sale, you can win with small gains. And, you know, GM is selling, you know, 9,000 of this, 9,000 of that. You know, Equinox is chipping in, Blazer chipping in, Hummer's even chipping in. But by the time you do that, you can beat Ford, who have the F-150 Lightning or the Mustang Mach-E and the Transit, of course. And so that's working over here, the same strategy as well, which is let's electrify all of our nameplates and see which ones our customers want. All right, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about a car that I'm currently selling, getting its replacement name. The new MG ZS EV is out in China, not called the ZS EV. And why one car maker wants to allow you to update the technology in your car, just like Tesla used to do. Stick around, back in a mo.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Oh, welcome back to the podcast. MG is the SAIC brand. I own MGZS EV. Currently selling it, actually. It's over at Richard at R. Simons or RSEV. You'd know the name on the YouTube channel, rsev.co.uk. So I've taken my MG over there because he's in New Milton, which is about 20 minutes away, half an hour from me. And he's in a much better position for you to have a look at the vehicle. If you want to go and have a look at, or just online, my old MGZS EV, it's time to move that on and give that a new home. And so Rich is going to sell that for me. And so what replaces it? Well, for me, in my driveway, I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I'm looking forward to finding out if I've got to sell that, first of all. And then when that finds a new home, a new family, a new owner, then we'll think about what comes next for us. But what replaces it for SAIC? Well, it is the ES5. And it's now on sale in China at a starting price of $16,000 equivalent. Which is crazy, crazy cheap. And, you know, there's various discounts, incentives, subsidies. I mean, it's China doing China's thing, which takes it down to $14,000 equivalent for 125 kilowatt single motor on that. And inside, it's got a 15.6 inch floating touchscreen, a 10.25 inch LCD instrument cluster. The gear shifter is behind a 3-spoke steering wheel, and the center console has wireless charging for your phone. You know, nice sort of speaker system, lots of internal luxuries to have, the battery options, battery supplied by CATL, so it's good stuff inside there, 40 or 62 kilowatt hour, and, you know, pretty decent acceleration, so 8 seconds, 7.78 seconds, 0 to 60 time on that, and good range as well, 400 or 500 kilometers, and so that's now on sale in China. We'll wait to see when that comes to Western markets. What about updating your EV? Well, XPeng's CEO announcing over the weekend a new program during their AI day that allows owners of older vehicles to upgrade their cars with the latest self-driving features. It's dependent on crowdfunding, which is interesting, so enough participants step forward and fund the project, they'll make it happen. Two upgrade choices, one for smart driving, one for the cockpit enhancements, much like Tesla's done before with their own upgrades. And so for older XPengs, you can replace a single NVIDIA Orin X chip with two chips. And that is the current models use a high-speed chip for navigation on autopilot, they call it NOA. They don't have the urban stuff added as well. And so you can update your XPeng for about $2,800 equivalent. The signups are open now for a month. And if 1,000 people step forward and say, yeah, we will do that, they will go ahead with an upgrade system. I wonder if that will ever catch on far and wide with the car makers. A quickie from Rivian. They've announced that the upcoming R2, which has got so much excitement around it, will get LG cells manufactured at their Arizona facility. Over the next 5 years, the collaboration will provide 67 gigawatt hours of battery capacity in total for the R2 models for the North American market. R2 comes in 2026. The cylindrical battery cells will be 4695s, and so diameter 46 millimeters, length 95 millimeters. Very similar, about the same as the BMW ones in the Neue Klasse vehicles, which come next year. And a bit bigger than Tesla cells, which are 4680s. And of course, Tesla use 2170s as well. And 2170s are used in Rivian's R1 series. So moving to a new form factor there for the batteries. Now, you know, what makes as much of a difference as the physical size of each cell is the chemistry inside it. Very high nickel types, which are common in NCA or NCM batteries, rather than lithium iron phosphate cells, which are used more predominantly in lower cost vehicles. And finally, what about going on the train without burning any diesel? Well, I suppose I can do that because my train line down here that I used to get into London every day of the week, how did I do that back in the old days? I was working in London 5 days a week when I was in Soho. And picking the songs that radio stations play, which is my old career. I was on the radio as well. And, you know, I used to present on those stations. But my day job was a mix of that and telling the other DJs what to play, you know, for various reasons. That is actually a job that exists out there as being in charge of the playlist. And in my old life, I'd be on the train at 6:30 every morning, 6 o'clock from Parkstone in Dorset up to London Waterloo. And that is an electrified line with a third rail, by the way. But many trains, of course, you get on would be diesel. And that's all a bit stinky. So what can we do in the modern era? Well, that would be battery trains. And a recent trial of a new intercity battery train here in the UK shows that actually the technology exceeds diesel and is cost effective. It was run by Hitachi, and the trial featured a 700 kilowatt hour battery, and the train was doing 75 miles an hour, 120 kph, over 70 kilometers. The battery's weight is similar to a diesel engine and fits in the same space, so it doesn't change any of the passenger comfort, except it's obviously a lot quieter. And results from the trial reveal substantial fuel savings by up to 50%. The train runs in eco mode, just like the cars that you and I drive on specific parts of the route. And I'm sure it does. They didn't specifically say, but I'm sure it does a fair bit of regen as well. Even trains can be electrified, and it's cheaper than diesel, and it's a good way forward. And that is your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, as always, and thanks to our partners on Patreon. We couldn't do this without you. It what allows me to do this full-time, which still blows my mind, so thank you very much for everyone on Patreon that allows me to do that. Thank you so much to our premium partners of the podcast. That'll be you, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow for a brand new week. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.